Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment in Brachos on Food. So we discussed yesterday that the Gemara gives an exception to the normal rules of bread, which is Pas Haba'a B'Kisnin. The Gemara says that for this specific item, the halacha is if you have a meal of it, you wash and say amotzi and bench, and if you have a snack of it, you just say mizonos and you make it alamichya. So what we did not define yesterday is what is pas haba b'kisnin. So just before we get to the definition, just to repeat like we said yesterday, anything that's baked with flour of the five grains and water and is not pas haba b'kisnin is automatically bread. So this is a very important categorization. And those things that are automatically bread, even if you have a very small amount, you would have to make hamotzi. And if you ate enough, you would have to bench, whether or not it was a meal. Okay, three opinions in the Rishonim as to what is pas haba b'kisnin. One opinion is that it's something, a bread-type item that's filled or stuffed. So think of a potato knish. You have dough on the outside, and then you have a stuffing inside. It doesn't have to magically be an inside, you know, it could be kind of a topping also. Think of a Danish. Maybe, we're going to get into this later, God willing, maybe think of pizza. Pizza, right? You have a crust and you have all this stuff baked on top of the crust. Now, just to be very clear, what would not be included in this is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Why? You have bread and you have stuff inside. The point here is that part of the baking process involved the filling. So you have this like knish thing that's made with something inside. You have a pie of pizza that's baked with these toppings and so on and so forth. So one category is something filled. The next possible thing is something sweetened. So not necessarily that there's a topping, but the dough element itself is flavored. So think of cake. Your average cake doesn't have a filling necessarily, but the point is it's a lot more than flour and water. There's all this sweetener involved. That is the second possibility. And the third possibility is something crisp, like a cracker or a pretzel. So there's a three-way argument as to what is pas haba b'kisnin. Each opinion, this is a nice Jewish conversation, each opinion says the other two are wrong. So there'd be one school of thought that would say that if I'm having a Danish for a snack, I would make a mizonos. At least according to one of the other opinions, if I had a Danish for a snack, a Danish isn't crisp, I would have to wash. There'd be a school of thought that said that if I ate a pretzel and I'm having a snack of a pretzel, I'd make a mizonos. Two other opinions would say, no, you wouldn't. You would have to wash on a pretzel. And so on and so forth. Each of these opinions is essentially mutually exclusive to the other two opinions. Now, what we do practically in halacha is we go like all three opinions. And the basic reason that we go like all three opinions is the Torah obligation to bench is only if v'yachalta v'savato v'irachta. You eat, you become filled up, so then you bench. Which means that if a person eats less than being absolutely full, and they eat bread, there's a rabbinic obligation to bench, but not a Torah obligation to bench. And therefore, the general rule when we have a question about a rabbinic obligation is we err to the side of leniency. So even though, theoretically, many of these items, when I eat them, two of the other opinions would say I need to bench on them, the bottom line is we're not sure where to go. And since we're not sure where to go, we err to the side of caution, and we say that as long as there is one opinion which would say that if you're having it as a snack, you don't have to wash, you don't have to bench, that's okay. So that's how it works out. So if I find a food that is pas haba b'kisnin according to one of the three opinions, then as long as I'm having it as a snack, I don't treat it like bread. Now, if I'm having it as a meal, which we'll talk about probably next time, if I'm having it as a meal, then like the Gemara Brachos taught us, I do treat it as bread. But as long as I'm just having it as a snack and it fits one of these three guidelines, I don't treat it as bread. I wouldn't wash. I wouldn't have a mozi. There's still a lot more we have to talk about with all this. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.